Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to the Knoxville VFW Post 3519 Chaplain, Michael Brahman, about the Ruck for Vets event coming up August 26th. T-shirt deadline for that is August 17th. But first off, Michael, I guess, explain to the listeners what exactly the Ruck for Vets 2017 is.
Basically, it's a backpack. You put on a backpack, or you can walk the event, or you can run the event. In the backpack, put 25 pounds in there. We're going to walk approximately 7 to 8 miles. We're trying to raise money for a relief fund, and that relief fund for our local veterans that are in time of need or they need assistance. Say they lose their job and they might need help with their bills, or say the veteran dies and the spouse and family needs help for that month, you know, until life insurance comes in effect. So that's what the relief fund's about. It's basically supporting our local veterans here.
Military-wise, it's kind of you ruck, you walk, and you go on these long marches. Explain, I guess, to the listeners what exactly you mean by rucking for veterans.
It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's when the registration. We're going to probably step off about 9 o'clock because everybody will have to get registered. We're going to head down South Street here all the way to 7th, then take 7th all the way up over by Alds Park. We're basically going around the whole town of Knoxville. We'll go across Jackson, around Westridge, come back down Highway 14, go take it right there and head towards the old VA and walk over by the cemetery, go back down past cemetery over by the school, come back around and head to Highway 14, and we're back to the VA. So we're going to start here, we're going to end here.
Now, this is $10 for participants. That money goes to relief fund. Now, what exactly is all included in the Ruck event?
In the Ruck event, we're going to have live music afterwards from 12 to 4. We're going to have a free will donation luncheon starting at 12. Anybody can come do the march. Anybody, if you don't want to do the march and you just want to come for live entertainment and for the food, you're more than welcome. Anybody in the area can come.
Now, the T-shirt deadline, like I said, is August 17th. What do people have to do if they want a T-shirt?
To get a T-shirt, we have a link on our VFW3519 Facebook page. I also have it on my page. I know there's several other veterans that have it on their page. Raymakers has it on their page, too. So all you have to do is go to the Raymakers website and just click on the online orders, and you'll see the VFW3519.
Now, we said this is the very first time you've done this. What made you think of this concept to do?
You know, I was stationed up in the 10th Mountain, Fort Drum, New York, and I had a bunch of buddies that went to this memorial ruck. It was probably 7-8 months ago, and they were raising money for fallen soldiers. And I was thinking, you know what? Our relief fund's down. Why don't we do something like that around here and raise money for our local veterans here in our community? So that's what brought it to my mind.
So what would be considered, in your mind, a success come on August 26th?
I would like to see this place packed. I would like to see everybody having fun. I'd like to see our community come out and support our local veterans. That would be a success for everybody in our community to come support them.
Now, I know you have some sponsors for this. What are some of the sponsorships that you have coming up, and what do people need to do if they want to get a hold of you and want to sponsor this again, maybe for next year and keep continuing this?
So far, we've had quite a few sponsors. We've had State Farm with Jay Olson, Galay Heating and Cooling, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Plum Tech, iHealth Solutions. They've all donated $100 apiece. We've gathered gift certificates. We're going to have raffles, a bunch of raffles, and we've got Rib Shack. They've donated gift certificates. Mr. C's, Casa Grande, Fairway, Motor Inn. We got oil changes for them. Peace Tree, AMP Pub, Wacko's Dingus. CrossFit is going to be donating the water for our water points during the route. The National Guard's going to be coming down. They donated some tables and chairs to set up some table displays. Hy-Vee is a big, big help. They're donating $300 worth of food for our free will donation dinner. Knoxville Hospital and Clinics are going to be providing first aid. And Raymakers is making us a banner so we can show it over on the side during the whole month of August. So when people are here for the Nationals, they can even see what we got going on.
When it comes to relief fund, do people, maybe this is a bad weekend for them or they can't take part in the August 26th Ruck for event, how do they donate to the relief fund?
All they have to do is come up here to the VFW 3519, ask for myself, Michael Brahman, or Jake Beaver, the post commander, or I believe there's an envelope we have behind the bar, and they can donate that way too, and we'll have an envelope that we collect at the end of the week. So.
Now, is there anything else Marion County listeners should know about the Ruck for Vets coming up on August 26th?
Just know that we're here to support our veterans. We're wanting to be more involved with the community and get the community involved with us more. You know, you don't need to be a member of the VFW to come here. You can come here for the food. You can come here for the entertainment. You can come here just to hang out. And if you want to be on a committee, see if we have a committee going on. You don't have to be a member to help out.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.